flat area. I'd call it just a dividing, a divider. That's what I call it.
Okay. Say, so when you're traveling along the interstate, you have to, you know, get some gas. What do you call the place where you get off the interstate?
Exit ramp.
Mm-hmm. And when you're coming back home?
Just call it entrance ramp.
What about, are there any roads or streets in Chattanooga that you can only get on or get off them at special points?
You mean off the freeway? Or
yeah.
Just anywhere?
In town, anywhere.
Anywhere in town. Limited access roads?
Yeah. That's just what you call them?
Well, yeah, I would just call them limited access roads. I'm trying to think of some examples. You know, most all freeways are limited access roads. That is, you just can't get on them anywhere. You have to get off, get on them on an entrance ramp, or get on them on an exit ramp. I don't care what the hell you call them.
Well, is there something like that, you know, like we have here in Atlanta that'll get you around the city?
Loop?
Yeah, like that.
No, not in Chattanooga. Huh. You've got to go right through Chattanooga if you want to take the freeway.
Well, does Boulevard or Causeway mean anything to you?
Now, Causeway has no meaning to me because not familiar with it. But, you know, Boulevard, for instance, there's Rossville Boulevard and there's Tunnel Boulevard. And a boulevard is a... I suppose in earlier days, a boulevard was probably meant a larger street, larger than a street or an avenue. But nowadays, like Rossville Boulevard and Market, Rossville Boulevard and Market Street have the same number of lanes. I don't know if it has to do with. I really don't know what the distinction is between Boulevard, Avenue, and Street, because it seems to me at least nowadays, I mean, you can't tell by the size or the number of lanes or whether it runs one direction or another. So I really don't know, but, you know, I do know that they are called such.
Well, those streets that you mentioned, would they be considered main streets in Chattanooga?
Oh yeah, Market Street, Main Street, Broad Street, Cherry Street. Cherry Street's a one-way street, unless that wouldn't be a main street. Broad Street, Brainerd Road, Rossville Boulevard, Hicks and Pike, which is more of a suburban street, road, whatever.
Any of those have any kind of historical significance?
Well, now I know that Hicks and Pike is very old, and it runs all the way through the county. Runs from Chattanooga to the end of to the county line past Sail Creek. And I don't know about I do know I've seen pictures, old pictures. Market Street has always been the main street in Chattanooga. Market and Main and Broad Streets have always been the main centers of traffic and business activity and downtown shopping and movies and that kind of thing. And